This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces advancing on Kiev and other key Ukrainian cities as part of a plan to, quote, decapitate Ukraine's government appear to have lost some momentum, according to U.S. and Western officials on Friday, as they and Moscow ramped up information operations to keep up with fighting on the ground. Explosions and gunfire continued to rock part of the Ukrainian capital Friday, along with areas near Kharkiv in the north and Kherson in the south, as Russian forces continued a slow march further into Ukraine. A senior U.S. defense official briefing reporters on the condition of anonymity in order to discuss intelligence said the Russian assault had unleashed a barrage of more than 200 ballistic and cruise missiles since the invasion began, most of them targeting the Ukrainian military. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday that NATO will do what it takes to defend all its allies, including Ukraine, and every inch of NATO territory, confirming that the NATO Response Force had been activated for the first time in response to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
We are now deploying the NATO Response Force for the first time in a collective defense context. And we speak about thousands of troops. We speak about air and maritime capabilities.
Meanwhile, the United States announced Friday that it would freeze the assets of Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, following similar steps taken by the European Union and by Britain. Nations around the world are tightening sanctions. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military junta on Thursday expressed its support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, placing itself at odds with most of the world community. In an interview with VOA Burmese service, General Zaw Min Tun, a spokesman for Myanmar's military council, cited the reasons for the military government's support of the action by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He said Russia has worked to consolidate its sovereignty, and he thinks that is the right thing to do. He said Russia has shown the world it is a world power. Countering the stance of the junta, Myanmar's government in exile issued a statement in support of Ukraine on Friday. It said on Twitter that it condemns what it called the unprovoked acts of war directed against Ukraine and its people. There are strong ties between the Burmese and Russian militaries. Russia is one of the few countries to have defended the military council that seized power in Myanmar in a coup on February 1st. Of last year, overthrowing the civilian government and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday introduced federal appellate judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to become the first black woman nominated to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. Her selection sets the stage for a confirmation battle in the closely divided Senate. Biden picked Jackson, who is 51, for a lifetime job on the nation's top judicial body to succeed retiring liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, who at 83 is the court's oldest member. Of the 115 people ever to have served on the Supreme Court, only two have been black, both of those men. The White House said in a statement that Jackson has exceptional credentials, unimpeachable character, and unwavering dedication to the rule of law. U.S. financial regulators have fined the New York branch of the National Bank of Pakistan more than $55 million for anti-money laundering violations and compliance deficiencies. The fines by the Federal Reserve Board and the New York Department of Financial Services led to a 7% drop in NBP's shares on Friday. NBP's banking operations did not maintain an effective risk management program or controls sufficient to comply with anti-money laundering laws. This according to the U.S. Federal Reserve Board in a statement on Thursday. Pakistani authorities have said the fines were agreed upon through a settlement with U.S. regulators and that there has been no willful misconduct at NBP's New York branch. And you can find more on this story, all of our Ukraine coverage, and everything else that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.